Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 56 here at No Ideas.
Just vibes.
What's happening, people?
Yeah,
what's happening?
Man, we're back in a bakery, all them good bacon vibes.
We got
that.
Big woman energy today.
Big woman.
Right, so guys, you know the drill. Mm. We are going to chop up our week, mm-hmm. tell you the highs and the lows and everything in the middle.
Yes.
And then...
then we are going to be swimming so sweetly into the main topic, which discusses the question, would you rather be successful and wealthy or successful and under the radar?
So blow up your armbands.
Honest to God.
Because we're about to get deep in this bitch.
That's what I'm saying, bruv. Mate, mitigate them circumstances. We're about to float. Okay?
You're so stupid.
Sorry, I can't do it.
This is why we need to get visuals for this podcast.
Yes.
Because half of the time I'm laughing just at this girl's face and you can't see it.
My face says it all. Like, honestly, guys, like, it's expressions. Do you know what I mean? This is just the way to go. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's dive in.
All right, then.
Big Liz, how the hell was your week?
Yeah, come on, I'm in the room. How was my week?
She in the room.
I'm in the room, guys. I'm here. How was my week? God, well, Ilaria, I mean, you know pretty much all of it, but Lord.
Where do we start?
It has honestly just been a series of very unfortunate events, one after the other. And I'm like, I don't even know how I'm still standing.
You know when you have such an awful week?
Oh.
And you're there.
You're telling me.
And it's pathetic fallacy. You're on the train. You're coming home. It's raining. It's dark. And you look at the world and you say, what more can you do to me?
Honestly, bruv, I'm screaming to the heavens like, are you done? Is this it?
And you think it can't get any worse, no. But then DJ Khaled swoops in and says, another one.
Literally.
On repeat, bro.
It got to the end of the week and I was counting my fucking tragedies as opposed to blessings. And I was like, nah, this week's really done the thing, you know. It's really done the
thing. I hear you. So go on, let's get into it.
Okay, do you know what? So we've had a few, you know, I caught the Rona again.
Congratulations.
Fucking hell. Honestly, thanks so much, Red.
On your recovery. On your recovery, of course.
guys, I'm out of isolation. It's all good. But do you know what? Having caught Corona similar time to last year, I'm just glad that I recovered quickly, and I suppose I can thank the vaccine for that.
Shout out the second dose.
Yeah, man,
big up the booster.
I mean, I don't know, that booster's doing a bit too much.
Listen, I haven't got the vaccine, but big it up for the people who chose to.
I'll big it up for the people, man, just because, you know, I'm here. I could have been worse. I could have not even been here had I not had the booster. So,
but also, we know it could have been worse because the first time you got it last year, you were sick as a dog. And
this time,
you were just like, oh, damn. Okay, I'm out here, but I can't go anywhere. But thank God for that, actually.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I'm actually so grateful because I think back to last year and I was bedridden. Like, even just to go to the toilet was a struggle. Like, you know, and you're just beaten down so much.
She needed a shiwi.
I needed a shiwi, you know. Big munting.
Shout out shiwis.
Honestly, Amazon Prime, like, get me a shiwi.
Shout out the manufacturers.
That's what I'm saying.
Shiwi.
I was weeing, aren't they? No, honestly. But yeah, guys, I caught the Rona. I lost my glasses, which was...
Oh, damn.
Do you know what? It was really a tragedy because you know when you lose something and it's just, oh... It's another expense that you just don't need, but you know you're going to have to fork it out.
And it's like, you didn't account for this in your budgeting.
No!
So it's like, goodbye Friday takeaway.
This is what I'm saying. And plus, it's December. Like, this is Christmas. This is my birthday month. My coin is going towards motives. I don't want to be spending it on glasses, Brit.
But you had to.
I had to, bruv. I have to see. Do you know what I mean? I can't be walking around these streets without HD vision. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man.
Nah, guys, honestly, like, this week, a lot has happened. A lot of things that I can't even get into, but I don't even want to get into because it's the bakery. And all we do here is what
vibes. We're trying to vibe.
That's it, man. That's it. But all I can say, look, what's been has come and gone. And I'm still standing, and I can only be grateful for that.
And when one door closes,
another one is opening.
There you go.
Another one is opening.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
Major key alert. Find the key for the new door and open that thing.
That's what I'm saying. It's right in front of you. It's slightly ajar. Just whack that thing open. You know what I'm saying?
It, isn't it?
Yeah, man. With vim, you click it open. That's the one.
That's that one.
Literally. So yeah, other than the unfortunate events, I've just been taking some time for myself, you know, getting that time back, catching up on some good old TV. I caught up on Insecure, Brid. I know you mentioned it a few weeks ago.
Shout out Issa Rae.
Honestly, Issa Rae, yeah. There's just something about that woman. Just her smile alone is just...
That's it.
It lights up a room. Like,
and for me, it's just the bits in the mirror. Like, no, what's honestly, better yes. than one Issa Rae?
Yes.
Two Issa Rae's. You know what I mean?
That's it. Like, oh, if you guys haven't watched that show yet, like... Find a streaming link to watch it because it's just one of those shows.
Issa vibe.
Issa vibe. Oh, Issa. I saw you looking for that one.
Yeah, man.
Oh, guys, if you can see, Ilaria looked at me before she said that. She's like, I got it. And I was like, I'll let you have it. Issa vibe.
Issa vibe.
No, honestly, like that show, from the actual storyline, the topics they cover, the soundtrack itself, like you guys know I'm obsessed with Shazam. I need to have it open for the duration of the episode. Like, it's a must. You know
it's
I mean?
A soundtrack for me. It's just too lit.
It's too lit. Like the different vibes, different moods. It's just, oh, honestly, everything. So yeah, I've caught up on myself, you know, giving myself that self-care, you know, developing, planning for next year and all that good stuff. And guys, it's my birthday this week. So I'm trying to, you know, fill my days, my last days of 24 with that good vibe, them good energy, you know, the good people, all that good stuff, man. But... We out here, man.
We out here. And do you know what else? Because of all the tragedies, I'm going to need you to sage your house.
To what?
You know sage.
Oh, to sage my house. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You need to get on saging Sundays. Yes. Okay. You need to start doing
saging
that shit.
Saging Sundays.
Because I'm telling you, some of these bad events, okay, caused by bad people. Ooh. Okay. Shout out bad people.
No, shout out bad people. Okay. Two times.
We can one up you because we're going to sage you mm-hmm. and the memory of you out of our lives.
Honestly, I'm just going to spring you into this smoke and fly you away because I don't That's need it. You. I don't need you again.
And there you go.
No, honestly.
On to bigger and better things, man.
Bigger and better things, including a nice bucket full of sage, Brid.
Literally, Brid.
I'm gonna do that. You have to. But yeah, man, that's been my week. I'm here. We're still here. But Brid, what's been going on with you? You tell me.
Yeah, man. I think it's just been pretty chilled, to be honest. I was racking my brains to think, what can I tell the people?
What's the news? What's the tea,
yeah,
bro?
And I was like, nothing. Sweet, nothing. Apart from just the usual, just chilling out this week. Mm. I've been resetting, tidying my room, clearing out all my stuff to give to charity.
Love that.
Just resetting before the new year. Mm-hmm. Because Christmas is coming, yes. And during that week or so, we're not going to have time to do that. So in the build up too, I feel like this week and next week, we need to be clearing out, spring cleaning, yes. Refreshing and resetting.
100%. I mean, Christmas is on the horizon, Brid. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, here and there. I'm not the biggest Christmas fan. Yes. If you listen to our podcast from the beginning, you'll know that. But I'm trying to make the best of it. Mm-hmm. And I live with the most gorgeous people who make me really feel a part of the family spirit. So I'm very, very blessed for that. Blessings. And that's what I'm going to focus on.
I love that, Brid. Yes, let your focus be on the blessing.
That's it, man.
Nothing.
And yeah, also just tying up loose ends. We've spoken about this a lot using this phrase. But 100%. There are people to chase, people to be done with, new, I guess, journeys to be taking on the horizon. Yes. So just planning for that. Getting rid of the old, in with the new.
Oh yes, always. Love that.
And I think the last thing worth mentioning was yesterday, Brid.
Okay, yeah.
I watched the Formula One.
Okay, the Formula One, yes. And it was with Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the final race of the tournament to crown the world champion.
Okay.
This season.
Who was it looking like then?
So, it was an absolute mad ting, bro. Yeah. It was a mad ting. And I don't know really how to explain it if you're not a Formula One fan, but it was between Lewis Hamilton and Max Verstappen.
Okay.
And Lewis Hamilton has obviously won a title, I think, 7 times. Max Verstappen hasn't. I think he's about 24, 25 years old.
Oh, and young. But
yeah, very young. And he got into racing when he was 17.
Okay, nice.
And essentially, whoever won this last race was going to be crowned the world champion based on points.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when a vehicle crashes or there's debris on the track?
Mm-hmm.
All of the cars, which are going, you know, over 300 miles an hour, are slowed down by what you call a safety car.
Mm.
That means that if, for example, I'm 10 meters ahead of you, Brid, and I'm going to win, the safety car slows us down and there's no overtaking, but suddenly that gap closes.
Oh, I see. So it makes it a bit more equal.
So that happened. Chances. Yeah, exactly. Mm. On the last couple of laps, it was just super unfortunate for Hamilton, who was in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And it slowed it down. Some really weird stuff happened, which I'm pretty sure were against the rules. And on the last lap, Verstappen overtook Lewis Hamilton and won.
Mad thing.
And I'm a big Verstappen fan.
Verstappen, let's go.
I'm not the biggest fan of Lewis Hamilton. I think he's an incredible driver. However, I think he kind of lacks sportsmanship and is not super gracious.
Okay.
So I was really happy to see Verstappen win, but to fight Lewis's corner, they didn't actually follow the rules, and thus I don't think that win should have gone to Verstappen, to be honest.
Interesting.
So it will be everywhere. And guys, catch yourselves up. That was just a brief summary, not too technical, but yeah, it's a mad thing, and it will go down the history of racing.
I'm screaming. Wait, so in terms of the media at the moment, are they like talking about whether Verstappen should have won, or is it still like, you know?
Yeah, definitely. He obviously got crowned the world champion, but Mercedes, which is the car that Lewis Hamilton drives, Verstappen is in a Red Bull. Mm-hmm. You also have team points.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes have definitely appealed against the win. So who knows how it's going to unfold.
Okay, so even though Verstappen has been crowned the winner, it may not be the final result. Is that what you're telling me?
It may not be.
Who knows? Okay.
You know, with an appeal, things could change. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But I don't know. Part of me is like, I know it's not fair on Lewis, but part of me is like, you've won 7 times and, you know, he's won. Why take that away from him?
Give the crown to someone else. Like,
do you know what I mean? Don't take it away from him because the people running the event didn't do it fairly.
Yeah.
I don't know what my opinion is. I'm kind of biased because I prefer Verstappen. So, yeah, it's mad. But it was a mad thing. And that pretty much wrapped up my week, I guess.
Then. Okay. So, you know, things dibbling and dabbling along. I like to see it, but you know, Brit guys, we're still here. The brethren's are still baking. Okay.
Yeah, man. Here it is.
That's it. Okay, Brit. So now that we're halfway, I need you to plug me into something. I wanna be blessed. I wanna receive that, you know, that anointing of what has really taken your week to the fucking next level.
Okay, every single week I sit down and I believe my plug is better than the week before.
Literally, really, man. The vim is real.
But this one comes from my goddamn heart and soul, okay? Because I have loved these two girls forever.
Okay.
Serena and Venus Williams.
Yes.
I just love them. I think they're incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. And I love what they've done for tennis because they changed the game.
Yes.
Right?
100%.
And I went to watch King Richard in the cinema, which essentially shows Serena and Venus's upbringing in tennis through their dad's eyes, Richard, played by Will Smith.
Shout out Will Smith one time.
I cried from the beginning to the end.
Oh.
No, Brid, seriously.
No, I'm
just
not surprised.
Because I feel so tied to these girls because I think their story is incredible.
Yes.
Like, what are the chances that you're going to have two kids?
Literally two. That Michael Jordan equivalents.
Isn't it?
Like,
that come and win Grand Slams just like that. Absolutely mental. I think the way Richard Williams had a plan for these two kids before they were even born that actually came true just gives me hope for anyone trying to hustle to make it in their given craft and just show people that doesn't matter how many no's you get, if you believe and you work hard, you will bloody get there against 100%. All odds if necessary.
That's the way. That's the only way to be. It's that level of belief that he had throughout the whole film. Like, that's really what got me. Like, it was just unshakable. He genuinely believed that to be the truth. And I think that was very much like communicated through Venus and Serena in terms of how they acted as well, what they said, the 100%. Confidence in which they said certain statements. It was just, oh, beautiful.
But that is exactly what manifesting is.
It is. No, you're quite right.
Believing it 100% purely that you actually shift.
Yes.
I don't know. The energy in the world to make shit happen.
100%. It's your perspective. Like, if you see things in a certain way and you believe them to be the truth, I feel like ultimately the universe is gonna provide that platform
aid
for you.
100%. Yeah. Damn, so that's my plug, guys. I want you to go and watch it. If you can watch it in the cinema, it was the best money you'll ever spend.
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful,
that
really.
That I do want to do. God, yeah, because that film. And the thing is, yeah, it's 2.5 hours, right? Which is actually quite a long film, but God, the juice in there.
So much juice.
It's finished.
So like, much juice.
You just leave and you feel like a different person. Like, you want to go and conquer the world. Mm. Like,
100%.
Nah, sensational plug.
It's amazing. All right, that. What about you, Brad? What is your plug this week?
Okay, so my plug this week, obviously, guys, you know, I had the COVID again, which is kind of unfortunate. So, you know, just trying to look after my health, you know, drinking that, you know, ginger tea, that green tea, that honey lemon tea. And it's the honey lemon tea which really made a difference to me this week.
What are you plugging? A honey brand?
No. What I'm actually plugging is a beautiful song by one of my closest and nearest and dearest called Honey Lemon Tea. And when I tell you guys this song, it just makes you think that everything's going to be okay.
The song is called Honey Lemon Tea.
The song is called Honey Lemon Tea.
And the artist?
The artist, it's actually three different artists. So it's by Jadu Jadu.
What, one sings honey, one sings lemon, one sings
you
tea?
See, now that's what I'm thinking the breakdown is, Bridge, because there's so many different levels and layers, you know what I'm saying? So you've got Jadu Jadu, you've got Tambala, and then you've got Jaden Clover, who's actually one of my friends. And I think the song is beautiful. It's just, you know when you actually kind of need like a mental pause sometimes, and like, you know, the song is just, it's just a vibe. You feel like you're in the clouds, like you feel like you're high in a sense, like it's, you're just high on life. And guys, Honey Lemon Tea, listen to the song. Let me know what you think, because I feel like it really is the season. Do you know what I'm saying?
I love that. And somebody messaged me on my Instagram the other day saying, yo, you and your friend Lizzie should totally make an No Ideas Just Vibes playlist because you plug so much music.
Oh my God. I mean.
And I said, good sir, if you type NIJV colon your daily bread, you will find it all there. We're one step ahead.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't know about the playlist yet. What do you mean?
So you're going to put that song on there.
I'm going to put that
song
on
there. So we can run it up.
Absolutely, guys. Follow the playlist. Make sure you follow us on Instagram as well. No Ideas, Just Vibes. That's where we pop in. That's where the content is really coming and juicing and shining.
Honestly, you don't even need a juicer. Save yourself some money. We'll juice it for you.
She said you don't even need a juicer. Guys, we're even saving you coin. Like, this is the only way to go.
We're just the gift that keeps on bloody giving, mate.
That's what I'm saying. We've been giving. Feeding the 5,000 since fucking November 2020.
Bro, it's Harvest Festival every day here. What do you mean?
That's where it is, man. Honestly. But yeah, guys, that's my plug. Run up the song, Honey Lemon Tea. It is a vibe.
Lovely. Well, let's get into the main topic, Brad. What are you bringing today?
Okay, yeah. So, guys, you know, I was on Twitter, you know, scrolling.
She loves a tweet or two, this one.
I love a little tweet. You know, it's like my little daily bread. You know what I'm saying? From the land of the tweeting, innit?
You're a fool.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, guys, I saw this tweet and it was basically talking about, you know, how becoming famous these days is sort of becoming like a backwards hustle. You know, it's not as, you know, as attractive as we once perceived it to be, which got me thinking, you know.
Got you thinking, did it?
Got me thinking.
Got the cogs turning,
no,
did it?
Honestly, it did. For the, you know, first time in a long time, I actually started thinking about something. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, would I rather be in this life that we're living? Would I rather be successful and in the limelight, or successful and under the radar? Now, I already know my answer, but Bridia, you know I'm going to ask you.
What I'd rather be first.
Which one would you rather be?
Shout out the song Rather Be by Clean Bandit.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Okay. I would definitely, no brainer, rather be successful and under the radar. That's my flex. That's my brand. No, always will
that.
Be.
I feel that. And I do feel like, you know, that's a similar answer to me.
What do you mean similar?
Okay, it's the same answer.
Okay, it's the same. Let's be spot on here. Let's not beat around the bush and keep anything anonymous.
Okay, fine. For the purpose of the brand, I would rather be successful and under the radar.
Okay.
I think that is just the most, you know, I feel like that's the most common answer these days. I do feel like that's, you know, the general consensus. You just rather be low key. Yeah, man.
I feel like so many people are chasing the limelight.
Now, okay, let's talk about this limelight that they're chasing.
All right.
Why are they chasing it? Do we think it's because, okay, that's the easiest route for you to get to the level of success you want? Or are you actually just here for the clout and the attention?
I feel like a lot of success comes with exposure. Mm. And with exposure comes lack of anonymity.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, you're quite right there.
But let's also break it down this way. I feel like that happens more so in the creative space than it does in other spaces.
100%.
Because I'm not sure that I'm really locked in and know the biggest bankers, the biggest authors, the biggest this, that, and the other. And maybe I've read an author's book or everything they've ever written. Would I recognise them in a shop?
No.
Maybe not.
Probably not, yeah. No, you're quite right.
So I think we have to break it up into the kind of the creative world in which you actually really get, you know, actors and singers and all of that, and also kind of the banking world.
Yes.
But where we're both in the creative space, I'd want to take the anonymity of being successful and well known in a job in the city, for example, and but be in the creative space.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Now, I think that's a really, like, you know, nice and, you know, attractive equilibrium to me, right? To be successful, you know, have your wealth, but be in the creative space and, like, not in the limelight so much. But do we actually think that's possible these days? Because I feel like, you know, especially on that journey of growth, you know, it's all about marketing, and marketing is getting exposure, it's getting people to talk about you. It's about, you know, creating that hype and demand amongst consumers. Is it really possible to be successful and under the limelight? Or do you think, you know, passing through that stage of fame and then maybe, you know, sort of plateauing, that's only when you can reach that, you know, low-key level?
I feel as though for some jobs it's near to impossible. And for other jobs in the creative space, it is possible. For example, if you want to be a singer, it's pretty hard to get the streams.
It's so hard, like, it's impossible.
Why are you laughing? I just stopped. I was like, why is she laughing?
I laughed. So I was like, no, it's true. If you're a singer, forget, and if you're a singer, you don't want to be famous, forget about it.
That's it. I think it's pretty hard if you're trying to achieve, like, international fame, for example, to not be recognized and seen. I think that comes with success and exposure.
Yeah, 100%.
But I think if you're, let's say, a celebrity's PA or an influencer's talent manager, you're not so well known. And then I think you can take steps to mitigate being recognized, for example, having your Instagram on private.
Yeah, 100%.
Etc. Do you know what I mean? Same with all other social platforms. Yeah. So I think there definitely is the possibility if you're working on the back end. But if you're seeking actually to put out creative work, sometimes it's super hard. Because even to build a brand, people need to know you.
This is the thing. And I feel that's where it comes back into, like, marketing. You know, you need to, you know, put, you need to put the money in, you need to, you know, invest in terms of, you know, trying to get the money back when you do reach that level of wealth. But let's even talk about fame just as a concept here. I don't think it's as attractive as it was previously, because there's a lot of pressure tied to it as well.
Yeah, because I was going to say, why is it that we wouldn't pick success and being in the public eye? And I think back in the day, it was easier to remain anonymous because we didn't have technology.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas I think nowadays, why has it become something that people don't want so much? Because you actually can't get away from it.
You can't. Oh my god, like, the speed of the internet is scary.
It's scary. Like, realistically, there are people who are paid to come and take photos of you after the Brits after party and before you've even sobered up to realize that your skirt fell off and you left in your pants.
Literally.
You're viral.
You're viral.
And you haven't even had breakfast or a Barocca yet.
Honestly, have you even got home yet and slept the night before the internet knows about your whereabouts?
That's the worry, I think. Like, I feel like we completely give ourselves over entirely as a being to the world.
Yes.
And for me, that detracts me from that massively, because there's so much of me that I don't want to give over. Even on this podcast, we talk so openly about our kind of ideas and what we're going through, but there's a lot off air.
Oh, 100%.
That we discuss that, you know, potentially we don't want to share with the world, and that's in our control.
Yes.
But what happens is you have to let go of that control. And that's, I think, would be quite difficult for me.
Very, very difficult. I completely agree. It'd be so hard for me as well, because, you know, you got to think about it. Once you're in the limelight, all of the...
You can't take it back.
You can't take it back. You're literally there. It's irreversible, you know. And I think it happens at different stages for different people, depending on the level of fame. Like, you know, you can have crazy, like, Kim K fame where, you know, I go out and I'm papped all the time. Like, I can't leave my house without anything. Whereas you still have people who are on the rise, you know, they are definitely known in the public eye, but they can just go to Nando's and have dinner and, you know, no one's going to chat to them. Maybe people will spot them, but like, it's not, there's not so much hype where I need to be like, oh my God, can I take a picture of you or whatever? But I think, yeah, just having, you know, the internet so available and, you know, like having your life so accessible to other people is scary, man.
And I think the difficulty is with more exposure, people start to have eyes on you that aren't coming from a pure place. And I think that's a difficulty too. For example, if I'm an up and coming artist and people start to recognize me and they're like, yo, that's that person, I love her tune. And they come up to me, I'm like, oh my God, thank you so much. And at the beginning, it's like, wow, that is so wonderful. But as soon as you're put on a global platform, everyone's looking at you.
100%.
They don't have the choice to not see you. They will see you across every tabloid, every everything, sponsor, brand partnerships, whatever. Let's take Billie Eilish, for example. At the beginning stages, it was only love.
Yeah, it's only love.
Because you're only carrying on listening to her tunes or watching her videos if you like her. Otherwise, you've got bare other shit to do.
Yes.
Now she's on a global platform. You're even getting the negativity. And the difficulty with us is, as a human race, a lot of people get off on putting someone else down.
100%. Because everyone, you know, everyone is entitled to their opinion. But Lord, it's the way how these opinions transcend. And then people start getting like personally like affected or triggered by something you've done or something you've said. And, you know, that's where you get a lot of hate messages.
Sometimes it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Like,
right?
But again, everything you do, everything you say is looked at
under
such
a microscope,
a lens of like scrutiny. And it's just like,
it's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
And that's my biggest thing is, I think you can only take on the level of fame that matches the level of your resilience.
Yes, 100%.
But the difficulty is
sometimes that like, you're controlled,
you don't
like,
know what
go viral,
right,
then what?
And also you don't know what your level of resilience is until you take the
until
next step
tested. Yeah, for sure.
10k fine, 20k fine, 200k oh shit, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But it's also not fair that we live in a world where people who have negative opinions, and you know everything in life is subjective, that they feel like they have to verbalize that directly to that person. And that's why I think one just has an easier life if they don't have to continuously get that rejection and that negativity millions of times a day. Like, for me, why would I want to walk into unhappiness? I wouldn't.
No one would, like, absolutely no one would. But I think it's kind of part of the game. I think, you know, when you're on your sort of come up to success, you kind of just need to, you know, have your sort of ways of keeping yourself grounded and preserving moments that really mean a lot to you. Because I think, you know, even if I just take, for example, like in my flat, you know, I've got a rooftop and I just want to be on the rooftop on my own and just chill. Sometimes I won't even be able to do that, because before I know it, there'll be a helicopter looking at me and, you know, people will be papping me and I'll be getting phone calls from XYZ, and such a precious moment is then given to everyone else. So I think, on the come up to success, like, still go ahead and, you know, try and achieve your dreams. Of course, we'll always preach that. But yeah, I think you kind of need to mitigate what you may be in for, just so that it's not too much of a shock and you kind of know what you're doing when you get there.
And it happens really fast. I think that's the issue, is that, like, if I could take steady growth, see, can I handle this? I can. Okay, great. Let's level up. Can I handle this? No, let's pump the brakes. If it happened slowly, then it'd be a bit more in our control. But because it doesn't, and we can't control how people are going to receive what we've created, how we work or what we say, I think it's very difficult to even foresee how taxing that could potentially be. And weigh up the pros and cons. I think the advice I would say, I guess I would give myself, if that ever happened, was A, you have the right to pump the brakes,
100%.
Right? And take a sabbatical for 4 months, so, you know, you slow things down a little bit. But also, make sure that you have the right team around you from the bloody jump.
This is what I was just going to say. I was like, you need to make sure that your team players, the people you're surrounded by, they're like your ride or dies.
And
they're
going,
like, to keep you grounded.
Wouldn't you agree that's just life in general?
No, absolutely.
But
fame
especially
or no fame.
So with
yes,
fame.
100%, 100%. Because you can, get swept up in so many of the different like practices and rituals, and you'll find yourself doing stuff that you never even wanted to do or thought you would do. And then you start to lose yourself, and it's like, okay, you know, like, part of your success should just be, you know, being the best you know, version of yourself, whatever that means to you. But, you know, having a great support network is definitely key. And yeah, not forgetting who you are. But it's an interesting topic.
It is. And I'd love to know what you guys think. Which one would you choose and why?
Definitely.
Did you agree with us? Did you not? Slam us if you want to.
Oh my gosh, let us know. Honestly, guys. That's another bread loaf big.
Yeah, man. Well, to take us into next week, which is Christmas week, bread.
Yeah.
Let me know what tip you have for the people.
Okay. So, guys, this tip is coming from yours truly. Not We The Urban.
Oh, damn.
Although we're giving a shout out anyway.
Oh, shout out We The Urban.
Because we fucking love them.
Big you up two times.
The day they hear this podcast, I swear down.
They're living.
I want my payback. This is all organic, okay? No, I'm actually kidding. It's just mad love for you guys anyway.
No, literally.
But no, my tip or reminder, shall I say, is coming from Boss Babe Inc. on Instagram.
Oh, I love them.
I saw this and I was like, yeah, this is my reminder. So guys, listen up, because I'm sure it's going to hit you somewhere in your life, okay? You made that choice to improve yourself for a reason. Don't go backwards to habits and situations that weren't helping you evolve. You have to keep reminding yourself why you even decided to move forward. Stay positive about what's to come by being consistent with your change. And I think that is so prominent and it's so relevant for me. And I think particularly being consistent with that change.
That's the bit, that part.
That is the key part, because the consistency with that change is not asking you to move a mountain by tomorrow. It's just asking you to change something, one thing in your daily habits that will then become into who you are as a person.
Yeah, become your normal routine.
That's it.
I love that.
Honestly, a better word for you guys from Boss Babes.
Boss Babe Inc. Honestly, full stop.
That's what we're saying.
Love that.
But Ilaria, tell the people then.
The weight is on my shoulders to wrap this thing up strong.
Yeah, man, I'm sticking it on you thick.
Can you see me stretching?
I can see you stretching.
I'm ready.
Pull up.
Pull it up. All right.
Ta-da.
Shut up, man. Okay. I love this tip. It's deep. I'm going to let you guys unpack it. I don't want to talk too tough on it, but it goes like this. Are you ready, Brady?
Yeah,
you're going to carry
man.
On nah. sniggering under your
you
nose.
You don't want to unpack it because I unpacked my
sniggering. Okay. The degree to which a person can grow is directly proportional to the amount of truth they can accept about themselves without running away.
Oh, without running away.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I feel that.
That's what growth is.
I feel that.
But, and I feel like that's what we're trying to do, at least on this podcast, is be very raw and open about our opinions in the hopes to grow.
Yes.
By learning the truth about ourselves and the way we think and not running away from that fact, because I feel like we hold each other to account.
Yes, always. Always.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
And we want you guys to hold us to account too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. But we're all in this together.
It's hard, but I think it's such a beautiful and accurate quote. So I'm going to leave that with you guys.
No, I like that. Let that one simmer.
Cool down.
Simmer. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Ilaria.
We out. Bye, bitch.